cheapest agent still needs a ceiling. It's Thursday, July 30th, and OpenAI cut Luna's price by 80% on the day a coding agent's bill was reported at $1.8 million. GPT 5.6 Luna now costs 20 cents per million input tokens and $1.20 per million output. Terra falls 20% to $2 and $12. Sol keeps its price, with a new fast mode offering up to 2.5 times the speed for twice the rate. OpenAI says Sol helped rewrite production kernels, run hundreds of experiments, and monitor training. The kernel work reduced end-to-end serving costs by 20%, and the experiments improved token generation by more than 15%. One model helped make the next call cheaper. OpenAI puts Luna near year-old frontier performance at roughly 6 cents per task dollar and almost 9 times the speed. Those economics invite more loops, retries, and background jobs. An 80% saving disappears when an agent expands its work fivefold. An internal Amazon coding task reportedly reached $1.8 million, 860% over budget. The fix is a runtime circuit breaker, cap spend, elapsed time, tool calls, and retries, then require higher authority to continue. Gemini Robotics 2 makes the same control physical as one model takes command of an entire humanoid body. Nscale is buying Anyscale to own the Ray software layer that schedules work across compute. Okta is buying Permiso for about $200 million to monitor machine identities after authentication. The scheduler and identity layer are consolidating around the same problem, cheap intelligence taking expensive action. To the tape, we sharpen the OpenAI watch as serving gains become lower prices and test whether volume fills the margin. We open an Amazon watch because AWS owns the billing, identity, and orchestration needed to turn its internal overrun into a hard budget control. The tape is the desk scorecard, not advice. Our call. By October 31st, a major agent platform enables a hard per-task cost ceiling by default, stopping execution unless a higher authority user approves more budget. Dashboards and alerts without a runtime stop prove us wrong.